Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, big news over the past couple of weeks, of course, has been the near impossible task of landing the InSight rover on the surface of Mars. But now it's safely down, and it's sending out some pretty cool data, including the first recording of Mars wind. What's the latest?
InSight landed on the surface of Mars on November 26th, and even that was a very, very big deal because I'll just remind everybody, landing on Mars is very, very hard, and over half of all missions that we've sent to Mars have failed. So this is a pretty big achievement to have this successful landing, and if we step back a second and talk about the point of the mission, and that is actually to study the interior of Mars, because we actually don't know much about it, so there's a lot of questions about, is the interior similar to Earth or not? And what can we learn that will help us really understand how the formation of small rocky planets like Mars and Earth were formed? They have very, very sensitive scientific instruments included on this lander. And so one of them is a seismometer, similar to how you would detect earthquakes here on Earth. And another is actually a thermometer that they're going to insert down into the surface about 16 feet below to measure the heat flow of the planet. What recently happened was these very sensitive instruments actually recorded the effects of wind. We know Mars, of course, has an atmosphere much thinner than the Earth, but there is an atmosphere, and so it has wind, which is pretty cool. And two of the instruments recorded the effects of this wind. One is a pressure sensor, which actually measures changes in the air pressure, and that is actually sound, because that's how sound works. And then the other one is actually the seismometer, which is currently sitting on the deck of the lander, and that measures very sensitive little vibrations. And what's happened is as the wind passes over the solar panels, which are about 7 feet in diameter, it causes the solar panels to jiggle, and then the seismometer actually measured that jiggle. And so it was a way of recording the wind as well.
Also in the news, the Voyager 2 spacecraft is now 11 billion miles from home, and it's moved beyond something called the heliosphere. First, tell us what the heliosphere is.
Yeah, so this is a boundary between basically what we define as our solar system and the outside of our solar system or the rest of the galaxy or what some people would call interstellar space. It's not a very well-defined boundary, but essentially what happens is what Voyager 2 detected was a really sharp decline in solar wind particles. You know, our sun is sending off charged particles all the time. This is the solar wind. And that's basically what creates the heliosphere around the sun. And that extends way out past the planets. But at some point, it sort of decreases in intensity. And instead, it also detected an increase in cosmic rays, which are highly energetic particles that we think come from supernova explosions, and they're sort of zooming around outside of the heliosphere. And so once Voyager 2 has reached this boundary, it's now detecting a lot more cosmic rays. And so our heliosphere sort of protects us from some of these cosmic rays.
Also, Regina, the Geminid meteor shower is reaching its peak over the next few days. And if you're willing to get up around 4:30 a.m., it should be quite a show.
That's right. The peak will be tonight and tomorrow night. And best time to do it, as you say, is early in the morning, but really any time, especially after the moon sets at about 10:30 p.m. or so. If you can get out to a dark site, you can see maybe up to 60 per hour. So this is actually one of the best meteor showers each year.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.